Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen Special. Now here's Dawn Reese.
Hello and welcome to Hollywood Connections, and I'm just going to let Teresa take it away with her Beauty Queen Special. And Teresa, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dawn. How are you doing?
Excited to have you on the air, 106.1 FM and five other stations. It's your half hour. Take it away, Teresa.
All right. Hello, everyone. I am Teresa Velasquez. I'm World Classic Miss Universe Tourism 2021. And we have some guests here tonight. We are going to start with introducing Lee Knox. Lee Knox, are you there? Well, he's going to be, we're going to be playing his song, Greater is Coming.
And we're still waiting his call.
Yeah. We're going to play his song, and we're going to go ahead and do that first. So go ahead and play some of his songs. Beautiful gospel music.
All that hurts now, God's hand is with me. What I've been through was necessary. The sleepless nights, the tears I've cried, not seeing God at work, wondering why. All that hurts now, all that hurts now, God's hand is with me. What I've been through,
we are back.
Oh, Carrie, we are back. Yeah, that's Lee Knox. He is a musician, composer, and he has shared some of his songs on the air with us. This one is Greater is Coming. And he has a social media that you can go to. It's www.leeknox.net. You can find him on ReverbNation.com/Lee Knox, is he there?
He has not yet called in.
Okay, I'll go ahead and read some of his social media that he sent me. He's also on songbay.co/artist/259/. And he's on iTunes, Apple.com, and Amazon. You can find him on Amazon, SoundCloud, and YouTube. If you go to YouTube, search for Lee Knox Music, so you'll find it there. He's all over the place. So he has been, you know, sending me his music to play on the air, and he's just such a great singer and musician and composer that I love sharing his music with you. Also, we have a guest by the name of Juan Cabral. Is he on the air?
He is.
Oh, Juan,
right here.
This is my friend. Hey, Juan, this is my friend of many, many, many years. And Juan is a choreographer, dancer. He's a graphic designer. I have known him for many years. We've danced for shows and competitions. at schools like Arthur Murray's and Fred Astaire's. We've, as I said, competed before as well professionally. We had a lot of fun back then. And I wanted to put him on the air so he can tell you a little bit about his career, where he's going with it. And what are you doing, Juan? What's up?
Well, hey, thank you for having me, Teresa.
Yes.
Yeah, great memories.
Absolutely.
Listen, you know, I am so excited because right now I'm in the coming out of the woodwork with my Poetry of Motion dance series.
Okay.
And it's a self-improvement course, and it's about discovering the dance within you.
Okay, where can we find this dance series?
Well, right now it's in the woodworks. Right now the book is being edited as we speak, getting it ready to publish and so forth. So it's just kind of like the trial run to get the word out. Thank you much for allowing me that platform.
Yes. And then is there a place where we can find you to look for all your information, what you're up to? He's also in Oklahoma. But in this business, people travel and they coach. Are you still coaching?
Yes, I work with all the studios here in Oklahoma City.
Uh-huh.
You can look me up on Facebook under Juan Cabral.
Okay.
Instructor JC.
Yeah, yeah, I've got that.
Or you can text me if you...
Yes. I see a lot of your things that you post. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the idea of Poetry of Motion, Teresa, is to discover the dance within you. And the whole message is that it's a self-improvement course. Dancing, it's a way to feel yourself in the process. So what I come up with is just basic techniques. Understand the mechanics of your body rather than the steps you have to make.
Okay.
You
that
know,
sounds
so
good.
It's Yeah, it's based on the fact that the body remembers what it feels more so than what you tell it to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the dance experience becomes a therapy when you're in the dance as opposed to thinking of the dance.
Right.
Right? So that becomes the greatest therapy. You know, the whole message of understanding the poetry of motion, the dance within you, is first, the biggest challenge I found is that is to get your mindset, because that is what controls your mechanism. You know,
right.
It's
a
the way the body,
positive,
it's how you
yeah.
think it through.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you think it through that your body responds. You know, it's a very intimate sense of awareness. And that's where I've discovered with the Poetry of Motion theory,
right.
more a self-improvement. The martial arts
and
of your
effort,
body.
Right? Putting effort into what you're doing and trying to improve yourself through the practice.
But you know what's interesting, however? You know, they say practice makes perfect, but it's what you practice that's most important.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. what you find is that dancing, it requires no effort. It requires you surrendering to what your body might be able to do. It's interesting. The more you try to control it, the worse you get. It gets too technical, you know?
Right, right.
So the therapy is about releasing the self, understanding how the feelings and emotions that govern your body. So
right.
the theory of dance, it's more of a spiritual awareness, an awakening to the self more so than the training that it needs, per se. You know, the fact of the matter is that unless you're going to be a professional and a teacher, that really techniques are very important.
Uh-huh.
But to experience a general dance is just really be present in the now. It's really being sensitive to the present moment, learning to relax, learning to not be consumed by the external forces. So the discovery, I'm very excited about it because I'm testing it out in some dancercise classes.
Uh-huh.
And it's taking off like a wildflower, you know. It's pretty amazing how people are reacting to it, you know, because I don't talk. I just put on the music and let's rock and roll, folks. So, yeah, especially nowadays with this corona, it gives us an opportunity to really get within ourselves rather than to be relying on somebody else to take my hand, you know.
Right, how are you dealing with that over there? How are you dealing with that in Oklahoma with the whole COVID? How do you guys, of course, require the mask and the 6 feet social distancing and all that, but like you said, you put on music and you let people just express themselves?
Well, we come in, I have a wonderful studio that here in Oklahoma, and then what it is basically everybody keeps their distance. We're all already 6 feet apart. I just turn on the music, and let's just exercise that experience, allow ourselves to escape within ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, the more I teach people steps, the worse they get. But if I just get you moving to music, you'd be amazed at what the body does naturally, you know.
Yeah.
One of the things that really caused my attention, Teresa, is the fact that we're with ourselves 24/7, and yet we don't know the mechanics of our body.
Right.
Think about it. You know, how can it be possible, you know? So the exercise that I represent is really get you in tune with your self-expression and what governs your emotions. It's an emotional encounter, really. You know, it goes back a long way, you know, as far as understanding your thoughts and going deep within yourself to make sense of yourself, really. Once you understand the mechanics, then everything's just free flow. And it's much easier to learn when you are in balance than when you're not.
And more relaxed. You're more likely to get more.
You said
when you're relaxed. Yeah.
Exactly. It's exactly what you just said. You know, what happens when you're relaxed? You're more sensitive. It's plain and simple. So you relax the senses.
And having the fun, that fun that you put into it. I think that's what gets people involved.
Well, yeah, I tell you, you know, I couldn't have my classes at night because people get so energized they can't sleep. Well, what discover is that it charges your body up. It charges your body up. You get amped up. It kicks in the endorphins. And when that happens, it's like you're...
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it does. And that's your feel good, you know. That's what makes you feel good. And so I wrote about that in a book that I wrote. And it's so true, you know. It does make you feel good. It's so healthy for you. It helps people with, you know, illnesses, diseases, and all that. If you're overweight, you know, it helps with that because you're exercising and burning off the calories. So, yeah, it's good all around.
Well, it's known. It's known to Parkinson's. It's helping people with Parkinson's disease. You know, what's interesting is that we find that the body is meant to regenerate itself. In order for that to happen, you have to energize it.
Right.
You have to charge it up. You have to excite the senses. So your chromosomes get activated and they get amped up. That's where you get that little rush of energy that people can't define. But yet it's actually self-induced. It's really what you think about that your body is going to experience. So if you're negative thinking, that's exactly what you find in the attraction of your energy. You know, you're going to experience that negative vibe. However, in the experience of the dance, you let the spirit soar and it just takes a life of its own. And that's where the therapy really begins.
The therapy, yeah, it is a good therapy. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, it's an escape from everyday living, especially nowadays that everything's chaotic. You know, I think that the whole, if we were to learn anything from this experience, with this COVID, is to really, I think it's forcing us to get within ourselves, to face our reality, you know. And I think if anything good is going to happen from this, it's an opportunity to really get a hold of our spirit within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
everything is like virtual now, virtual this and virtual that. And I'm glad that, you know, your school over there in Oklahoma is open. You know, some schools are open here, too, in the Stockton area, California. And I'm happy about that. I'm glad they
well,
still have
the
Dancing
safe,
with the Stars
you know,
and all that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it safe, you know. We're not trying to be idiotic. Got to respect the issues at hand, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know,
yeah, people were wondering in the beginning how they're going to deal with it, but now I think they have it a little bit more, you know, under control, where or at least they know more about it, where, you know, they're telling you put your mask on and keep your distance, which is a good thing. But people have to keep going, so that's why you have businesses still running. You have, you know, these restaurants, they're serving people outside, and life goes on. You know, you have to keep going.
Yeah, but you know what? I found, you know, the social media is meant to bring us closer together, right? But it really has detached us from ourselves. So we're so preoccupied with the external attention, with everything else, that we're not paying attention to ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know? And somehow the body needs to be energized. It's meant to feel. It's meant to be touched. It's meant to be excited.
It's exhausting when you're not doing anything and you're gaining weight because you're eating and that's all you do, and then you're watching TV and you know,
yeah.
on your social media. So you have to.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle, I tell you.
Yeah.
They're sad because they eat, and they eat because they're sad.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, this kind of thing is going on now, and people are looking for ways to look at the kids now. They're my kids, my grandchildren, my daughter's kids. They're online. You know, it's before they used to go to the classrooms. Now they go online to you know, go for the lessons so they can go to classes. So
yeah.
Things have changed so much, and you know, I just want to continue my dancing because I love dancing, and I do choreograph. I do my choreography for my, you know, videos and things that I do, my little projects, and that keeps me busy. But, I mean, you know, a lot of these
well, you know, somebody's got to step up. We got to step up to follow up with what we're doing because we
right.
understand what it takes, especially as a performer and as an instructor. You know,
mm-hmm.
we have the ability to really bring a message of really, it's about love. You know what I mean? Because you really got to love yourself to feel yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People are too busy
wanting.
I like
the whole thing about, spiritual awakening and all those things that you're saying, you know, the being positive and all that is so important, especially now this,
well,
all the sadness.
I tell you, Teresa,
yeah.
mm-hmm. what I'm so excited about is that it's literally, I have students that just came out of cancer. And taking my course has really transformed their energy, you know.
Yeah.
I believe that the energy to energize our body is really to cure it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because sometimes,
yeah.
you know, we find that research has described that most of the illnesses, cancer, tumors, and what have you, have been caused by stress.
Right, I know what you're saying, I know what you're saying. Yeah, we need to exercise, we need to get up, do positive things, and get the body moving and keep it healthy. I know someone in close to us here in Stockton who had diabetes, and he started, doing a lot of exercise and all that, and he beat his diabetes through, you know, he's building up his body and everything. So, yeah, we need to continue working out and staying healthy is so important.
Yeah, but you know, we got to understand the power of our existence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I put down on the Poetry of Motion series, the first phase is to understand the mindset, because it's a universe
right.
within you, you know, from
mindset,
your past and program.
Mindset.
We're so programmed.
mm-hmm. Yeah, people are fixed. It's called fixed program. Programming. It's fixed mindset. They feel that, you know, it's innate in you. You are born with that kind of thing. But we can improve by having a growth mindset. We can improve on our performance by putting effort forward. You know what I mean? So that's our mindset.
Just believing.
Very important. Yeah.
Just, you know, just believing, the body takes off by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've danced with me. You know how crazy I get. But
you, I enjoyed dancing with you. You were a very professional, and I enjoyed it. And we got pretty far doing our, you know, our dancing, and we did shows on stage, and we did performances in front of people and competitions. So I enjoyed it. You know, it was a lot of fun, and I gained quite a bit of experience and knowledge, and it was a lot of fun for me. So thank you so much. And let me ask a question.
Well,
is there somebody else on the air?
Deborah is here.
I'm not sure.
Oh, Deborah, yeah. Huang, Deborah and I wanted to talk a little bit about the elections coming up. Are you going to be voting? Are you going to be voting?
I already did, girl.
Okay.
Yeah, I already took care of that. Got that out of the way.
I'm happy
but listen,
for you.
Let this
God
be a platform
you,
where we can.
God bless
you,
Juan,
so much.
And be on our show next week, too. I mean, next time, I will give you the date. So, you know, I'll keep you posted on that.
Let's follow up.
Okay, Juan.
Thank you for
having
me.
God bless you.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Hi, Deborah.
Hello, Teresa. How are you?
Hey, are you going to be voting?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I already did. I mailed mine in. And the post office
I haven't sent in my ballot yet. I'm wondering about these propositions, so I really want to, you know, go over them. I just don't want to just pick anything. So, and also, I have to make sure that I either, you know, drop it off or mail it, or there's a nearby place to drop off the ballots. But I have to make sure that everything is correct. Make sure everyone, make sure you sign your envelopes. It says here, sign this envelope in your handwriting or your ballot cannot be counted. It will not be counted if it's not signed. And mail your ballots on time. So make
sure
you ballot,
you
mail it on time. I'm going
to
mail it tomorrow.
That's something I had to call and find out because I didn't quite remember.
So you have anything to share with us, Deborah?
About fraud and all that kind of thing. So you have to sign it exactly the way that it is on the registration card. At least here in California it is. So be mindful of that, everybody. Or it might come back to you or will cause a delay and even be counted. So that's what I had to find out, and I did it, and I mailed it, and the post office has it, Teresa. Yay. And that's like going by ballot tracks. If you sign up for that, as I've told you, we discussed this before.
Yeah, keeping track of the ballots, huh?
And you sign a book in the back of your envelope down here in California, folks. It will tell
you exactly where
your ballot is.
So anyway, but it looks like the turnout is going to be good for women, right, from what I heard?
Yes, it is.
They're going to be voting, and so that's a good thing. And I think it's leaning more towards Biden, I believe.
You can't go by polls.
Just go out and vote. Make sure you count. You know, just get there and make sure you drop off your. It could be in person. You could drop it off in the mail. There's some places that you can also drop off your ballot. So make sure you're all participating in this election. Very important election. Deborah, I wanted to say thank you so much for showing up. I did have Juan, my special guest. He's a friend of mine for many, many years, and I'm sure you heard him talk about the positive effects of dancing. And, you know, he's writing Poetry in Motion. It's in the works, so hopefully that'll be written soon. He says it's being edited, so we'll have a book to read. Anyway, go ahead and play Lee Knox.
All that hurts now, God's hand is with me. What I've been through was necessary. The sleepless nights, the tears I've cried, not seeing God at work. Why? wondering why all that hurts now, all that hurts now, God's hand is with me. What I've been through, yeah, was necessary. Sleepless night. That one.